I feel like there's a spirit of kinship that I have with John Burks, Dizzy Gillespie, who I had the honor of playing music with, and mm-hmm. traveled and recorded with. There's an element in some of us, me and Dizzy and certain other artists, that love to bring people together. It's like not just the music, but the people. The joy of seeing folks from two worlds that we love to come together and celebrate the joy of life.
Yes.
Within music, you know. And Dizzy was such an open-minded person with music from all over the world. He embraced many different styles of music, different peoples. And not only was he that influential with bringing Cuban type of music to America, but he's the one, more than anybody, I believe, that brought bossa nova to America. He's the one that had hired Lalo Schifrin from Argentina, who introduced him to bossa nova. And the next thing you know, they were playing Desafinado, and they were playing all these great songs. And then it took root, and then there were other people coming together. So this thing about us immigrants, a guy like me coming from Jamaica, wanting to bring my home brew to this incredible country that has given this world the great gift that so-called jazz, to bring my origins into the music, because to me the master is Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong and people like Dizzy, and to bring my little island in the sun music into that is such a privilege.
Yes, and I guess I would call you guys the goodwill ambassadors, promoting joy and happiness around the world by sharing this music. It's such a positive thing. I find your music so joyful, and
thank you.
And when you perform, you just exude joyfulness off the stage.
It's something, I don't know why, how it is a mystery. You know, I'm in admiration of all the educators who are teaching young people coming up how to play jazz. But here I am at my stage of life. I have no idea how to play jazz. It's just a mystery. It's the greatest gift I've ever come upon, because I don't know what it is that makes me do it. And I'm not a school musician.
Right.
I didn't learn by going to school. I picked it up by watching other people, being influenced by my heroes. You know, we're talking about Dizzy. Here's the first one, Louis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
He was the great ambassador. He went to Europe and made friends for America with the Russians during the Cold War. And Satchmo was the forerunner to Dizzy, if you will, you know.
Right.
And now there's more of this cross combination thing going
yes,
on.
Yes, and he had to deal with all the racism and everything that was going on back then, but he still went to places and stayed where he could. And
right, well, he didn't think of such things.
Right.
He looked beyond that, you
yeah.
know. He was able to look over this problem and keep being the musician and sharing his joy with people. And he was a positive influence. He didn't come with that dark vibe, you know, of everything's wrong. And sure, a lot of things are wrong, but let's look at I have a saying somebody told me once, I love to say it, it's, let's look at the donut, not the hole. We'll be right back.